Moderator of the Presbyterian Church, the Reverend Dr. Rob Craig, with us this morning. Dr. Craig, what's your reaction to this?
Stephen, good morning. I think, first of all, I would want to say that there's nothing very seemly if two Christian pastors are in public dispute with one another, and I don't really want to have any personal attack with Pastor McConnell, whose ministry I respect very much. We read the same scriptures and we affirm the same creed. But as I said on Sunday morning, on Sunday sequence, I find the blanket condemnation of all Muslims is not the way I would want to be treated as a Christian minister, that someone would condemn all Christians because of the extreme behaviour or one or two people who have done things in the name of Christ. And that's one issue that I struggled with, I do struggle with, and I think many people will. I think we live at a time when we are aware that there are tensions. There have been more racial attacks, I understand, in Northern Ireland this year, up on last year. And in May of this year, I was able to attend, at the invitation of the PSNI, an event in the City Hall. They were taking soundings from faith leaders, from community leaders, because they're trying to get a handle on why we have these racial attacks and what we can do to ensure people who come to our country to live, to work, who may have been born here and are Northern Irish or British citizens, that they have a right to be here, they have a right to be welcomed and valued.
And so do you think it's dangerous what he has said?
Everybody has remarked that his comments are inflammatory, and I am sure he had no thought or desire that anybody would pick up his words, and I hope no one will pick up his words and use them as an excuse or indeed as a reaction and say that's what Christians are like, therefore they can't be trusted either. And I think another thing I would want to say as a Christian minister is that I see the issue of the gospel here, that how can I commend the gospel that he preaches and that I preach to any Muslim if they feel that we have blanket condemned them all and said that we don't trust them. And that's a concern that I have, that many people are trying to interact, work together, understand Muslim people, commend even our Christian faith to them, and it's very hard to do so, in the light of comments like this.
Who would you support in this? Do you have the Deputy First Minister, Martin McGuinness, describing the pastor's sermon as hate-mongering, and you have the First Minister of Northern Ireland supporting the pastor's right to do what he did and supporting what he said?
Stephen, I'll be honest, I don't want to get caught as a pig in the middle, pardon the expression, between the First Minister and the Deputy First Minister.
But with respect, Dr. Craig, is it not, if you're in a position of prominence in Northern Ireland, the position of authority, which you are, is it not sometimes your place to call it and not worry about who you annoy and put annoying people behind your duty to stand up and say, this is the wrong thing to say and this is the right thing to say?
Yeah, well, I think the right thing to say is, let's set the politicians aside, the right thing for me to say and the right thing, I believe, for Pastor McConnell to say is that the gospel which we proclaim and which we preach calls us to love our neighbour as ourselves, calls us to say to whoever comes to Northern Ireland that this is a place that is open to them, that they are welcome, that they must respect the laws of our country.
Well, how can they be welcome if none of them are to be trusted?
Well, I've already said I think that's an overstatement. I think Pastor McConnell has tried to explain, I think in further conversations, that that's not the case. Even Peter Robson saying that there are some ways, some measures in which he will trust people and at other times he won't. But listen, part of our society here wouldn't survive if we didn't have Muslims. Many of us have been to our hospitals and received good care from Muslim people. We do trust them and we need to assure them that we can trust them and that we do trust them, even though there may be times when we sit down with our scriptures, they with theirs and we with ours, and we say, well, we can't agree about that and we don't agree about that.
Okay, Rob, thank you very much indeed. Kelly.